Happy Thanksgiving Eve, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to Crossroads. You guys doing okay? It's overwhelming. Settle down.
That was so lame.
I know, we got to take like a nice warm-up stretch. You probably just rushed in from work or wherever you're going. It's cold outside. Boo. So, but you've wandered into a warm place. Tonight, we are going to take some time to be thankful with each other as a community and with God. But so if we haven't met, if you and I have not met, my name is Andrea, and this is Ty.
Hello.
This is my baby daddy right here. This is my husband. And his name's Ty. Say hello.
My name is Ty. Hello.
And so far, so good, you guys. Usually, Ty is running our weekend experiences. He is what's called a service producer here at Crossroads. And so on the weekends, you might see him running around or behind the board. But tonight, special treat, we thought we would co-lead this little shindig. Hope you guys are okay with that. But tonight, we're going to spend some time being thankful and really having conversations with each other about why we are grateful to God for what we have in our lives and who He is. And we're going to do that in a bunch of different ways, through singing, through having conversations with each other, through teaching, all that stuff. So what I'd like us to do is spend some time in music kind of stirring up gratitude. I know for me, there might be a million things in my life that I should be thankful for, but, you know, the busyness of the day, and then this thing that happened that I wasn't super excited about, and then that, it all kind of gets piled under a bunch of other things. And so sometimes my gratitude is buried deep. And that's okay. That's totally human and normal. But what I want to happen tomorrow on Thanksgiving is to have fresh gratitude. So hopefully tonight is about peeling back those layers, kind of getting rid, sweeping off some of the dirt, some of the grit of everyday life, and pulling out fresh gratitude. So we're going to sing some songs that are all just different ways of expressing gratitude to God and who He is. And I just hope that something in the music stirs up gratitude, kind of uncovers it, peels back the other stuff, so that tomorrow or even by the end of the night, you have a fresh heart of gratitude towards God. Does that sound all right? Cool? Again, overwhelming. Your enthusiasm is overwhelming me. We're stirring it up. We're just stirring it up. It's cool. So why don't you guys stand up? Singing is always better standing. And my husband and I are just going to play some songs for you, with you, and offer them up to God. Yeah, he can play guitar and kick drum at the same time. It's pretty awesome.
Thanks, Mom. Oh, no, I can't. I can't do it both at the same time. One, two, three, four. Let's sing. Give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise with a mighty hand, with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. His love endures forever. And for the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is
to the setting sun. His love endures forever. By the grace of God, we will carry on. His love endures forever. Sing praise. Sing. Sing that again.
Forever God is faithful. Forever God is strong. Forever God is with us. Forever. A little bit more stripped down like this, something happens. I realize pretty quickly that my mistakes aren't going to be drowned out by the drums or all of the millions of guitars.
This you is don't a, make mistakes.
Not true.
Am I right?
That's not true.
She doesn't make mistakes, but I do. Oh, yeah. Okay.
See that one right there. That one was a mistake.
That was
So I know that for me, playing in this scenario where it's just Ty and I, that it's a little bit more stripped down, it's a little bit more raw, it's a little bit more vulnerable, and genuinely I feel definitely more exposed a little bit musically. But one thing that I'm excited about it is because it feels like there's no barrier between you and me. There's no barrier. There's not like, this is the loud band and you are the people that are singing. This is just a group of people who decided to get together to tell God in some fashion or another that they're thankful. So, George, if you don't mind, if you just pull up the house lights just a little bit, just so I can see your faces. There they are. There they are. Because tonight, I want to make sure that you don't feel like you're just alone in a dark room. This is a community deal. We are come together to express gratitude to God. So, just like I don't have as many layers of instruments or anything on top, I want us to just maybe get a little bit more comfortable with feeling like you're standing next to the person next to you, and feel comfortable that even though your voice is usually drowned out by the screaming loud band, tonight you might just feel a little bit more like you're standing out there alone. But we're going to sing these songs to God, and I just encourage you, even if it feels a little bit more vulnerable because of the kind of the setup we're doing tonight, that is a good and intentional thing. So I just encourage you to sing out, even if you feel a little bit more exposed than you usually do. Deathbed, whether that's tomorrow or 50 years from now, I want to be able to go out singing. I want to be fully confident that whatever praising or gratitude I have today, it's just going to continue on and increase whether I'm here or somewhere else. That's not an easy thing for me to sing. I don't like thinking about the end of things in my life. But this verse is communicating that regardless of what is starting or what is ending, that the praise of God continues no matter what. And that's a pretty humbling thing. That makes me feel small. And I think this verse is encouraging me to surrender. So let's sing this verse again, but really kind of consider the condition of your heart and see if you're singing it, if you can sing it with some surrender in there. Sing on that day. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Of these songs, it's almost like a point is being made, not by me, but by who wrote them and who have experienced gratitude with God, that it's almost like the more surrendered you are, the more you kind of hold things with open hands, the more capable you are of being grateful and experiencing gratitude. I don't necessarily always associate those things, but there's an association being made. So as we sing these songs, and this one in particular, because it's all about just trusting the ways God does things, even when they don't make sense, that requires a lot of surrender. So let's sing Judge Not the Lord.
Judge not the Lord by feeble sense, but trust him for his grace. Behind a frowning providence, he hides a smiling face. His purpose is
This is a new song, and it's really, like Andrew was talking about surrender earlier, it's really speaking in a language of surrender. The chorus goes, "My heart is yours, my heart is yours, take it all, take it all, my life is in your hands." I'm going to teach you guys.
My heart is yours, my heart is yours, take it all, take it all, my life in your hands. My heart is yours, my heart is yours, take it all, my life in your hands.
Say, I give you my life.
Give you my trust, Jesus, Jesus.
You are my God.
You are my God. You are enough, Jesus.
Sing, Jesus.
Jesus.
My heart is yours.
My heart is yours, my heart is yours, take it all, my life in your hands, my heart is yours, my heart is yours, take it all, my life in your hands.
Lay down my life and take up my cross,
Jesus. For you are my God, whatever the cost, Jesus.
Sing out, Jesus.
Trust you in your presence, I will live.
God, I just want to surrender. just holding on to, and my knuckles are white. I'm grasping so hard. And God, you call us to give our all and give all to you. Father, I confess that I don't do that. I want to do that, but it's really, really hard. But I can't think of a better person to be in control of my life than Jesus. So God, I want to sing this song honestly, that you can take it all. And God, that I know that my life is in your hands. Because you are worthy, and God, you will take care of me. What better thing to be thankful for? Amen. Let's sing that chorus again.
My heart is yours.
Again, thank you for loving.
Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for love.
Thank you for finding me.
Thank you for finding me. Thank you for finding me. Thank you for finding me. Thank you for finding me. Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for hearing me.
Thank you for loving.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you
for loving me.
Thank you
for loving me.
Thank you
for thank you for saving me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for saving me.
Only you can save me.
Thank you for saving me.
Thank you for loving.
Thank you for love.
Thank you for loving
me. Thank you for loving
me. No one loves me like
thank
you.
Thank you for loving me.
No one will.
Thank you for love.
God, I just pray this simple prayer and just want to say thank you for loving me. Thank you for hearing me when I call out to you. Thank you for saving me from darkness and despair and pain and sorrow for the rest of my life. God, I just thank you for the love that you lavish us with. We're just thankful. You heal broken hearts, and you sow so many blessings into our lives, God. So thank you for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thanks for singing along with us. This has been a lot of fun. So that's awesome. You can go ahead and turn to somebody next to you, say hey, welcome them, and then have a seat.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I'm thankful for, the Von Allmans. Golly. Come on. Awesome. Hey, and you came. That's really good. You came, you know, just 1 year ago. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm Greg, by the way. I'm the campus pastor here. Just 1 year ago, right down the street on Shady Lane at the Township Center for Miami Township was the very first ever Crossroads West Side event. Was anyone there? Yeah. So it was, there was an interest list and people got to sort of say, hey, tell me more about Westside. I currently go to Oakley, but I might make the move. People didn't know how far away Cleves was yet. And so they came to this thing and we sort of had a Thanksgiving Eve service to just sort of feel it out, like who's here, and people came. And tonight, man, so good. I'm curious too, by a shout or a scream, who's here since we launched? That is awesome. That's all. That's why we're here. And so, man, really, really good to be with you guys. I don't know about you, but my family, if we do not have this time, tomorrow will be spent running around, being crazy, trying to fit in every still-living grandma, which is all of them for us. And sorry, that was bad, but it's true. It's true. It's true. And so we take Thanksgiving Eve and we say, hey, you know what? We'll be darned if we're going to let this holiday pass without actually having some gratitude and thankfulness, because tomorrow what's going to happen, it never fails, you're going to be trying to figure out how stuff fits in the oven, you're going to burn the rolls, everyone's going to eat way too fast, and there's going to be fat men watching football. That is what's going to happen tomorrow. So, yeah, there's that guy. So what we're going to do is we're just going to hit the pause button. We're going to hit the pause button, and we're going to continue. I loved what Andrew said. We're just stirring up the gratitude. It's really, really good. You know, I was thinking about all the good things that God has done in my life, in both of our lives. We had a cousin that came over. I was in his wedding 2 years ago. Really cool groomsman down in South Carolina, and I hadn't seen him in 2 years. Felt a little bad about it, but said, hey, let's do dinner together. So we did dinner, and he's like, so catch us up on the past 2 years. And as we're talking and telling about all these things, Abby and I are looking at each other going, how in the world could we forget about some of this stuff? Like one thing was like, well, we live on the west side now and we moved. You know, God sold our house on the first day on the market with 2 list price offers. And we're like, oh yeah, he did. That was really awesome. That was so good. How do we forget this stuff? And as we were sharing everything that had been going on, it was like, man, we are really, really thankful when stuff happens. And then just like Andrew said, it gets buried to the bottom. Stuff falls on top of it. And, you know, I was sort of asking the question of why does this happen? And I think I got a little bit of an insight into it. Last month, I guess, we took our first family vacation to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Everybody in Cincinnati has got to go to Gatlinburg. And we went when the leaves were in peak season. And I even have a picture of the leaves that I took. I took this with my very own camera, my very own cell phone. And along with this, I took about 600 other photos of the leaves. And it occurred to me while I was there, the whole reason for this was that so that we could take our girls on a vacation. Abby and I went to Mexico to celebrate our 30th. It was awesome. And we got back and we were like, man, we really missed our girls. We need to take them somewhere. We need to take them somewhere where it's really sort of touristy and go-karts and putt-putt. So we did Gatlinburg. And it occurred to me there that I'm obsessed with capturing the moment. I'm obsessed with capturing the moment. And what also occurred to me there was as I was taking these pictures of all the leaves and as my kids were sort of like kicking the dirt, like, come on, Dad, these are just leaves. They're not going anywhere. I realized, man, when you are so obsessed with capturing every moment, there's a likely possibility that you will miss every moment. It's a very likely possibility. Any other Instagram, Facebookers in here? Yes, I know there are. You all friend me before I even knew you. You friended me, so I know there's a lot of you. You know, the thing with this is that we're sort of in a smartphone culture, and tomorrow, I'm just guessing that there will be a lot of people taking pictures of their plates. There will be a lot of teenagers texting under the table without even looking because they've memorized where the keyboard is. And there's a good possibility that we'll totally miss what this thing is all about. There's a story tonight that I think underscores sort of the main and only point before we sort of put this into motion. And it's that if you want to really experience gratitude, if you want to be thankful, you've got to be present. You've got to be present. Luke 17, there's this story. It's one of my favorites. And man, I never really knew the Thanksgiving tie until I was looking at it recently. And it starts like this. It says, on the way to Jerusalem, he, talking about Jesus, was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priests. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Now, I don't know what you know about leprosy, but it was the Ebola times 10 of Jesus' day. It was a horrible, horrible thing. You would develop sores. You would lose sensitivity and nerve endings. People would be putting their hands in fires and getting burnt and not realizing it. And so that was much of the reason why people would lose it. I mean, if you had leprosy, you would say, things are going good, 2 thumbs up. Ty gave me that one. It wasn't that funny. Ty gave me that one. Leprosy, it was horrible. It was horrible. And these people were outcast from their families. They had to live in these colonies of other lepers. And they couldn't even kiss their wife and kids goodbye after the first sort of sores appeared because it was like a death wish for anyone else that you interacted with. And there's this colony of lepers, and they're isolated, and they see Jesus, this guy rumored to be the Son of God, and they go, man, we have zero hope. We have zero hope, but if we have any, it's with this guy. So they call out to him, Jesus, Jesus, please have some mercy on us. Have some mercy on us. And Jesus does something amazing. He says, hey, here's what I want you to do. I just want you to go to the priests. I want you to go to the priests. Now, the priests weren't just people who were holier than Jesus. The priests were the people who would declare someone clean. So if someone miraculously got healed or if someone beat the disease, they would have to be declared clean before they could enter back into society. You know, it's the same exact thing of people getting all up in arms of they go and like work on these Ebola patients and they come back and they get pretty upset that they have to be like in quarantine. It's the same deal. Someone's got to declare you, okay, we get it. You're no longer a threat. You're clean. And it wasn't the act of going. It was just them turning and believing Jesus at his word. He believes Jesus at his word and they go, all 10 of them. And all 10 of them are healed. But something interesting happens with just one. That just one guy somewhere along the way realizes that as he's going to say, okay, go to the priest and maybe he'll heal me, he's looking down, he's going, oh my goodness. Oh, wait, it's done. I'm good. He's seeing the lesions go away. He's seeing maybe limbs that weren't even there come back into play on his body. And he turns around and he runs to Jesus and he falls at his feet. He falls at his feet. And man, I'll tell you, there's one thing that that guy did that made him different than the other 9. He noticed. That's it. He just noticed. The other nine guys out of the 10, they're on their way. They're going to do the next step because Jesus, the supposed Son of God, said, go to the priest. He'll cleanse you. And this guy's like, dudes, you are missing it. We are clean. And he falls at Jesus' feet. And what I love about this, What I love about this story is it shows us that we can have unbelievable encounters with God if we only stop, if we only put down the smartphone, if we only look at each other around the table, and if we just notice. There's a book that's flying off the bestseller list right now. It's called The Power of Habit. And in this book, the author sort of goes through and breaks down why we do the things we do, why we often do things on autopilot. And he says that every habit has a loop. And the loop is three parts. The first part's a cue. So what's the cue? What's triggering this habit? Then the behavior. The behavior is what we'd sort of qualify as the habit. And then lastly, a reward. And that reward pays off, so the next time there's a cue, we go through this cycle. I'll say that my habit around gratefulness looks much like the nine. It looks much like the nine. It looks like something good in my life happens, and as shallow as it might seem, the habit that I have is I capture it. I pull out my smartphone. I capture it. Okay, good. Maybe I post it. Maybe I share it. And the reward that I get are the likes and the comments on whatever moment that was that shows how great my life is right now. It's really sort of weird, but I know that there are many of you that do the same thing because I like and comment on your posts. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I think we could sort of reclaim from Thanksgiving. What if there was a different cue? What if the cue was something great happens and the routine that I go into is the one of just being present? What if rather than when my one-year-old is taking her first steps, I don't go, whoa, 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 where's my phone? Hold on. What if I just went, oh my gosh, I want to mark this moment. I want to be here. I want to watch you. Man, that would be amazing to me because I think the reward that that would get is the reward would get me what this leper experienced. The reward would be an encounter with God and something that actually has the power to change my heart. That's a routine that I'd love to see. So tomorrow at the Thanksgiving table, we're going to practice with cues and routines and rewards that look a little different than what we've been doing, but it's a very new thing. So we're going to practice it tonight. And next door, we actually have set up some tables. We've got some wine and cheese and crackers and some things where you're going to have an opportunity to share a meal with each other and to maybe go through some things that you could be present in. We're, in fact, even going to encourage you to use the very devices that could be distracting to you. Maybe you have a smartphone. Totally cool. In fact, I want to invite Andrea and Ty out because we're going to practice this right now. Totally cool to flip through your Instagram feed. Totally cool to flip through your Facebook. Totally cool to go through your camera and go, man, what did I capture this year that I'm thankful for? And I'll tell you what's really cool is for some of you, this could be your very first time thanking God for that thing that happened. It could be your very first time to connect. Oh my goodness, this great thing that happened. God, that was a good gift from you. That was a good gift, and we're going to do that tonight. As I was thinking about this, I've sent over to these guys. I looked through my Instagram, sort of did the assignment, and I saw this picture. Shook, you can put it up. This was my one-year-old daughter, Liv, in the emergency room three Sundays ago. We were at my mother-in-law's house having dinner. The kids were sort of playing in a basement. It's an unfinished basement with a lot of stuff. And one of the kids left the door open. And as Liv was sort of starting to go down the steps on her bottom like she does, the steps are against the wall. There's sort of a high railing. That's it. She was sort of like leaning over to see what the kids were doing. And she fell 7 feet over onto the concrete floor. And we're in the ER. And I snapped this picture because I said, man, this is something that I want to... No, I'm not sick. I'm like, oh, capture this moment. Good. I thought, man, my kid should be really hurt right now. She should have been knocked unconscious. She should have been maybe skull fracture. She should have at least been passed out and vomiting, getting imaging. And the doctors come in. So we have two girls in our small group that are actually worked out of Children's. One of them's a fellow right now, so we got right in, and she said, hey, just want to let you know, we've looked through all of these different trees and decision-making trees, and your daughter, because of the symptoms she's not exhibiting, has zero chance of any long-term damage. She's fine. We're not even going to keep you here to observe her. Get out of here. Get out of here. And that, to me, man, when I look at this picture, I go, wait a second. I can go, God, you are so good, because you saved Liv. You saved her from who knows what sort of crazy damage, who knows what kind of crazy tests, who knows what sort of long-term heartache that we would experience, worst case scenario. You're good, and we thank you for it. Beat that.
So both my boys were in the emergency room. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking.
This is what you're going to have a chance to do right over there in a little bit. So we're just sort of modeling what this could look like.
Yeah, I was thinking about what I wanted to kind of share with you guys, the gratitude, and I was looking through my Instagram feed. And the pictures that I come across that sprinkle my Instagram feed all year long are the pictures of the inside or outside of this particular house. And it's this house right here, downtown, over the Rhine. Quick thing of it is about 6 or 7 years ago, Ty and I wandered into this shell of a house. We were kind of interested in this kind of thing. So we found this when we went to look at it, and we walked in, and we could immediately picture what it could be, aesthetically and for our family, that we could have a house that could not only hold us, but that we could take people in and take care of them. And we pictured a future vision for this house, but it was just, it was way over our heads. And we're like, it's too much space, too much maintenance, too much rehab, we can't do it, and we walked away. That was like 6 or 7 years ago. Last fall, casual conversation with a friend of mine, totally left field, led me to find out that this house, the same house, was still available and waiting for us to come find it. So we went to check it out, and turns out we still loved it. And for the past year, the owner of this house, who originally was not going to sell it, decided not only did he want to sell it, but he wanted to sell it to us and only us. Hmm. So for the past year, we have been following this really random trail of breadcrumbs that we thought was maybe following a vision that God had given us for this home. And so if you see in this picture, look in the top right-hand corner. It tells you like how long ago I posted that picture. Was it 57 weeks? Was it?
Yeah.
57 weeks ago, we were taking another lap through the house going, it's still here. I can't believe it. What is going to happen? And just discouragement after discouragement after obstacle, we just kept running after it, thinking that we were following God. And then the other picture that says 5 weeks was after we closed on it. We closed on the house. We are rehabbing it. The professionals are rehabbing it. Good Lord, no one wants me doing that. We're rehabbing it, and it just has been another testament to me of how God leads you towards a dream.
Very cool.
And obstacle after obstacle, at the end, there is something to be grateful for. And so I'm really grateful for God taking us on this journey. And I know it's just the beginning.
Yes. What I loved about that was I was there for the 5 years that you were taking laps. Ty, you are so good. Sound guy, producer, worship leader. All right, Ty, you go. Oh, now he's really upset.
That was really good, Ty. There it is.
So when you go next door, you don't have to be as long-winded as these two.
It's a good story. Just,
I mean, it's a good story, sure, but mine is short, sweet. Go ahead and throw the picture up, guys. This is my family. Wife, two baby boys, Wilco and Ellis. And our family is growing, and we get to experience each other, and that's something to be thankful for, that I'm married to my best friend, and I have two adorable kids who love me, and I get to look after and protect and to build into. And I'm so thankful for that. So
awesome. Yeah. Awesome. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Every last Wednesday, we do communion, and we do communion to remember the sacrifice that Jesus did for us on the cross. We do it to remember that he's inviting us into more life right now. And tonight, you're going to be serving yourselves and each other. And actually, what we're doing over there isn't just like communion light. What we're doing can actually be summed up in the last book of the Bible, Revelations. There's a verse, Revelations 12:11, and it says this. You guys put it up, and I'll read it off the... They have conquered him, talking about the enemy, Satan. They conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even to the death. It says that someday evil will be defeated. Someday good will win, and it's going to happen by two things. One of them is the blood of the Lamb. That's the part we know about. That's the Easter story. That's the blood of Jesus on the cross that forgives all sins. But the other thing that was there was the word of their testimony. It's by us doing exactly what we just did to say, hey, man, this one time, God showed up in an amazing way. No, wait, listen to this one. This one time, I'm so thankful because God gave me this. I can add to that. And that's how the enemy is ultimately going to be defeated, by the power of your testimony. So for the people in here who just want some time, I'm going to give you time right now. We're going to do this song again. Look through your smartphone. Look through your feeds. Maybe if you're someone that's not a smartphone user, a couple prompts for you. What was the high of your year? If you look back at your year, what was the high of your year? And for some of you who are immediately going, there was no high in my year, I would ask you, okay, in the low of your year, did you see God show up? God, I ask that you would just bring the right images, the right thoughts into our mind of the things that you want us to be thankful to you for. Help us to notice, help us to be present right now. Amen.
Thank you for loving me. 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 Saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving.
There's going to be tables at the front of Auditorium B. It's the other half of the gym, if you've never been over there. There's going to be juice glasses and wine glasses. Go there and pick one up. And there's high-top tables all throughout the room. There's tea lights on them. And just get in groups of 10 or 12, people that you know, people that you don't know. And take part in the cheese, the crackers, the wine and juice, and just begin to share. There's no end. You can stay here as short or as long as you want, but we hope that this at least will be a time where you can be intentionally thankful for all the good things God's done. Let's head over.